Lasă.
Why is it so funny, Nikopoa?
I think this has been a long time coming. I don't know why I've never featured you in this podcast.
Because I'm not your favorite person.
Wow, anymore. But you are.
Wow. Should have been the first one.
Anyways, Here you are. So tell me about your entrepreneurship journey. And I remember when we met, you were selling water, I think at Antonio Soul's event.
Yes, that was like 10 years ago, 10 or more. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we decided with a friend of mine to start branding water. He was a designer. And biashara ya maji ilikuwa sikuwa imeshika. So we decided to just add value to kawaida water.
Yeah.
So we partnered with someone who owns a water company.
Yeah.
And then we used to brand it.
Yeah.
Rebrand basically.
Yeah.
For weddings, funerals, events, basically to just make you own the event.
Yeah.
We did it for some time, but then someone told us that we need to sell like a whole Nissan every day for us to make money in the long run.
Yeah.
And so we quit.
Okay.
And then I've done one or two more things. I think later on I got involved with girls in schools, and then I started distributing sanitary pads before I decided to start making them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which ones were you distributing?
There was Sunny Girl. There's one for Interconsumer. I used to get on Mombasa Road.
Yeah.
And then I did a bit of Always.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't really sustainable because I used to fundraise a lot online.
Yeah.
From corporate companies, from friends, from my networks, to just buy these pads and distribute to schools.
Yeah.
So I decided to start making my own. Which other business have I done? I think I've done quite a few. Like I'm always doing something. It's either this business or this other business.
Yeah.
So I did the pads until 2020, until actually Corona.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us more about the pads. Why did you start producing your own pads?
I was looking for a more sustainable way. I wanted to get away from fundraising every other day to supply pads to girls.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make more a sustainable way to deal with girls and their needs.
Yeah.
So I decided to make the washable pads.
Mm.
Now, these washable pads can only be used in some areas, sio za kila mahali, because we have problems with water. Kama Langata japata maji from 2020, so
some parts of Langata. Yeah.
So you also cannot sell a product in a place that does not have water, while the product depends on water for it to also make sense.
Yeah.
So the place that had water, we really partnered with organizations to distribute to girls.
Yeah.
It was a good run. I can't complain. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned that you've done, you know, a few businesses, so water, then the pads business. Why did you then decide to do candles? I mean, that is such a interesting.
Oh, another thing I did sauces. I did. I love cooking a lot, so I did some sauces.
Oh yes, I actually did that with you.
Yes, and it was really fun.
Yeah.
Until you realize the sauces expire within like the shortest time possible.
I think it was like 3 months.
3 months, yeah.
And then there's distribution. Then they have to get to the customer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it has a short shelf life.
Yeah.
But it was such a good business because I was enjoying making the sauces. Because I make the sauces at home anyway.
Yeah.
So I still make, like in December, I think I made for 20 of my friends.
Yeah.
The sauces, I did the barbecue sauce. I did ginger and garlic. I did some kachumbari, some chutneys.
Yeah.
So I think I gave up when I saw I would have to do so much more. Like I love creating things.
Yeah.
But now when it comes to the aspect of marketing, distribution, logistics and all that, I'm like, I need 10 more people along the way.
Yeah.
So I just posed on that business.
Okay.
So you're asking about the candles?
Candles, yeah.
So I think, what did Corona, March?
Yeah, March, yeah.
Yes, during the lockdown, it was really interesting because we were all home. There's not doing anything much. So I was looking to get busy. I'm a lazy, busy person. Like sometimes I can just chill, but sometimes I need to get active.
Yeah.
So we would sleep, wake up at 10, would listen to music, watch movies. And then it got boring because what next? We didn't know how long it would last.
Mm.
So I think I did more projects, like I started like a kitchen garden. Okay, it's basically a flower bed. and then I decided to foster cats from KSPCA.
Yeah.
So I can look more important at home. Like I look like I have things to do or someone to take care of.
Yeah.
So I did the first cat. Actually, I fostered 4 cats in total. 4 or 6. Yeah, but a lot. So if you are a cat person, you know that kittens smell.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how to use the litter. You're training them how to actually use it. So they will poop and pee anywhere. Just like the space that you give them, that is where they'll do their business until you teach them how to use the litter. So at some point, I found my bedroom was smelling. And then I kept some in the living room and I felt my living room will start smelling. And this is funny because I have grown-up cats. So I don't feel like my house is smelling because they know where to go with their business. So I decided to buy air fresheners, but they were not lasting.
Yeah.
So I went to YouTube University and I learned different ways to just make your house smell good. So I learned you can boil water, put cinnamon and some apples. I love how the steam will fill the kitchen and the living room. But they were not lasting, you know. They were like quick fixes. So I was looking for something more permanent. And then, yeah, I stumbled on candles. There was a video that was showing us how to make candles, some room sprays, how to use oils to just tip oils to diffuse in the house. So I decided to make all of them. And that is how I started the business.
Tell me about the challenges that you have encountered as an entrepreneur. For instance, I know when you're coming up with the sources, you had to get certification from KEBS, for instance, you know, and other licenses. So tell me about that.
So the business environment in Kenya is not conducive for startups.
Yeah.
Like guys who are starting.
Yeah.
So there are two kinds of businesses. The side hustle that you can just start from home, but you don't need any licenses. You can sell to your friends and all. There's little room for growth.
Yeah.
Then there's that one that you want to go legit.
Mm-hmm.
As a first timer in business, the laws are not good for a small business. Because you have to get a lot of certificates and licenses from the government.
Mm.
So you'll find that before you start the business, if you want to get KEB certification, you have to show proof that you have a place to work from. You have the fire license, still health license.
Yeah.
You need to have so many things.
Yeah.
So the first one I did, I think I paid 57,000 before I got, I started making the sauces.
Yeah.
So you already are 57,000 shillings down.
Yeah.
Before you start making even a single coin.
Yeah.
Then the other things that are not available in Kenya that you have to like import, and the ones that are available are really, really expensive. So biashara umeanza na negative. So you're playing from negative one to kujaribu kupanda juu. For the side hustle has been easier for me.
Yeah.
Because I work from home. And then you just find friends coming over to my house and they're like, oh, your house smells nice. What is that? Oh, it's a candle. Okay, make for me one or two.
Yeah.
So pole pole, you see like people are appreciating your product and it is not harming them.
Yeah.
It is not something they have to consume, but you have to go get a health license and stuff like that. So the side hustle and legit business that we are doing are pretty different.
Yeah.
The legit business, you have to look for funding for growth because utako meshanza na negative.
Yeah.
The side hustles you start at home, you can actually start with as low as 10,000 shillings, but your room for growth will be very limited.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tell me about distribution. For instance, I know that you are working with Hadi for the sauces.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're working with Anchor Retail for the candles. How is distribution here, and what are some of the challenges that you have encountered?
So at first, when I started the candles, I was really excited about selling.
Yeah.
So when anyone wants a product, they go up or like, yes, I can deliver even today, even tomorrow.
Yeah.
But now the logistics.
Yeah.
Nairobians don't like paying for delivery. And if you add the delivery cost to your product.
Is it because it's expensive?
First of all, it's expensive because riders charge between 250 to 350 shillings.
Yeah.
At that point, we didn't have affordable options.
Yeah.
There was one called Pick Up Mtaani where they charge 100 bob to go everywhere.
Yes, I know it. It's yes, really
but it is not an effective system because you have to package the product, send a rider to their dropping point.
Yeah.
So you'll already have paid the rider to get to the dropping point, drop the product, and then the client will receive the product like the following day, but the client will have to receive from the pickup point.
Yes. So that is near them.
That is near them, yes. So they still have to go. So it's not delivery to the house per se.
Yeah.
They still have to go and pick it.
Yeah.
It wasn't efficient for me because I still had to use money to send the package to the pickup station.
Yeah.
And my work... As a creative, if you're creating a product, your work should be limited to just, most of your work should be creating the product.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with logistics, you're dealing with an angry customer, you're dealing with a rider who is not using maps to get to the client, unapata, a whole day you've been doing logistics, you've not been doing what you're supposed to be doing, that is creating a product.
Mm.
So at first I was really excited about the business. So just sending the product out. We are kitaka, anaitisha bolt, anapelekewa. And I wasted so much time because now the riders are calling you. So I created a system where I do deliveries on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm.
So I get time to also create and to kusanya the orders.
Mm.
So I make it more efficient.
Mm.
Then we had a problem with deliveries to town. A lot of people want to pick products from CBD.
Mm.
And you know, our borders are not allowed in CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So there is problem number two.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get a pickup point in town and pay, I think, 3,000 shillings every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stock my products there.
Mm-hmm.
So when a client wants a product, they will have to go to the shop and pick it.
What's the name of the shop?
Ecom Hub. It's on Kimathi Street. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of them in town.
Yeah.
But this one I felt was more central. It's on Kimathi Street. The street is also busy.
Yeah.
And then it's a very neat place. And then they give you display and they also do the dispatching. So if you get an order, instead of doing it from the house, you just tell them to deliver and then inform them if the client has paid or not.
Mm.
So for me, it really worked well for me until I met Anchor Retail. Mm. And for him, he came with a different proposition because he will also market the product for you.
Mm.
So you see, with these others, I used to do all the marketing
yourself.
And then they help with logistics.
Yeah.
But with the platform, Anchor Retail, he'll do the advertising for you as well as the dispatching.
Yeah.
So I just make the products and I send it to his shop. Alafu, he does everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not really everything, but a bigger chunk of what I'm doing. Yeah.
No problem. Mm-hmm. And what can you say? Is the biggest advantage of being an entrepreneur or being in business?
The biggest advantage for me, I think, the flexibility.
Yeah.
I am able to do things my way. I'm able to create more stuff along the way. Mm. I can say sometimes in an entrepreneur's life, you're actually missing employment. Like, all your friends are employed. End of the month is guaranteed money. Eco pension, eco life insurance and medical insurance and stuff.
Mm.
But if the environment was better for entrepreneurs, we'd all be like millionaires right now. But I like the flexibility that entrepreneurship gives me as a person. Mm. I'm able to do stuff, create stuff, sell stuff, decide how this product will go. Mm-hmm. Like right now, we're expanding to have more sense. We're expanding to have more products along the line. Mm. So for me, it's an exciting opportunity.
Mm.
So the entrepreneurship landscape in Kenya is still ish.
Mm.
You need to either have funding,
mm-hmm.
People backing you up financially.
Yeah.
So you're also free to create as many lines as possible, to go to retail.
Yeah.
Because I've not been able to go to retail yet. So I'm hoping by the end of the year, I'll be able to go to retail, like stocking shelves, supermarkets and other places.
Yeah.
But you need to do a lot of bootstrapping.
Yeah.
Like, and you need to know how.
Mm.
You need to raise like a lot of money yourself.
Yeah. Mm. And do you see yourself getting into another business?
Well, never say never. I would want to have like 3 or 4 streams of income coming in.
Yeah.
But I would also want to have a business that can operate without me.
Yeah.
So I also don't stretch myself too thin, trying to do many businesses and then neglecting one.
Yeah.
So I'd want to grow the Fleopatra brand.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what else comes along the way. But right now, that's the only line I'm on.
You've been in business for quite a while.
Yes.
What's your advice for up-and-coming business people or people who want to get into business?
Honestly, I would tell them, stay away from business.
Yeah.
Business is not for the faint-hearted or people who give up easily.
Yeah.
But the environment we have, yani, kila corner, there's something beating you down. Yani, you have 1,000 reasons to quit by the time you even get your first product out. So, you should not start a business just because you don't have a job.
Yeah.
It will kill your spirit. You need to start a business because you want to do it and you have the willpower to do it. And also some resources. What about Samanga, that you don't need money to start a business? It's a lie. You need a lot of money to start a business.
Yeah.
Because even the products you're creating, some of them will fail or clients will return some products.
Yeah.
That's already like a loss. So you need to have money.
Yeah.
And also you need to know more about your business.
Yeah.
Like whatever you're trying to sell.
Yeah.
Learn more about it. See how you can cost less than your competitors.
Yeah.
Know where you can get raw materials if you're creating something that is.
Yeah.
Because the product, some clients will be like, these are just candles. They're not like basic needs. So they just want to look at the price points. Yeah. Are you cheaper than everyone else?
Yeah.
Then some people will look at quality.
Yeah.
Is your product of better quality than what I've seen in the market?
Mm.
So there's some things you really have to take time to research and learn about before you venture into business.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'll be very, very disappointed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming. I think that this conversation is actually really, really important, and your experience in business is actually extensive. Thank you for sharing your journey.